Today, the National Tertiary Education Union branch at the University of Sydney held a 24-hour picket line on campus to demand equitable staff conditions. The staff closed all of the teaching operations for the day to oppose the university's increasing casualisation of staff. Teachers, students and other admin formed contingents across the university as an act of solidarity and prevented the entry of people onto campus grounds. Ms. Bar Ansari has this report.
The NTU branch at the University of Sydney held a 24-hour picket on Wednesday to oppose the university's unfair treatment of its staff with increasing casualisation, job cuts and unreliable contracts. The union has laid down a list of arguments for better work conditions at the workplace. PhD candidates Mila Rose and Danny Cotton encapsulate the demands.
The UCIR branch demands of the NTU are that we get like an equitable pay rise, so that's CPI plus 2.5%. Basically, anything less than that is essentially like getting a pay cut. It's also 40-40-20 workloads. So actually, our strikes have kind of pushed management to backstep a bit on this. So basically, management's proposing that they create like education-focused roles and that like most people like aren't going to be able to continue to do their research. So they've actually gone back on that since the strikes began, and now they're saying they want more of a like 10% leeway between admin, research, and teaching. So that's a win. There's also, you know, a huge crisis of casualization at the university. We're all taking major pay cuts to be here today. Pay cuts that are actually going to like compete in our like super and stuff. That's another demand, actually, is that we want the super raised. So I think to about 17%. And then, yeah, the other kind of issues are with gender affirmation leave. Basically, there's not enough of it, and, you know, not providing kind of, like, long-term leave, like, kind of ignores the fact that it's a process that requires more time off and, yeah, just doesn't provide any pastoral care to our, you know, trans colleagues, which is just ridiculous. And then, I mean,
after the first three, I said this before, but after the first three days of strike action, we've seen some movement from their full-on assault on the 40-40-20 to just wanting to weaken it, and some backing down from their position of abolishing all local workload committees to try and stop overwork at this institution. Those are good wins after 3 days of strike.
Several student activists joined their teachers at the pickets, highlighting the overlapping importance of staff conditions on student learning. UCIR Environment Officer Ishmael Dunsmore tells why student engagement with strikes is necessary.
Essentially, the reason why I'm here is to support staff in their fight for better working conditions, because a lot of the conditions that staff are up against, like against uni management, are conditions that are shared with students. So, you know, student learning conditions and staff working conditions, without staff being able to properly mark or have enough time to mark papers and things like that, then, you know, students get a lower quality of education. And for, you know, like an institution like UCID, which is, you know, goes on and on and on about how, you know, prestigious it is and how good it is, like, on the international sort of scale, you know, it's pretty dismal that staff are being wage thefted and, like, having to be overworked, underpaid.
Class inequality is a major reason behind the staff outrage. As the senior position holders in the university earn pay rises every year, with the institution boasting a financial surplus in general. NTU President Nick Reimer criticizes the administration's carelessness to the people's demands.
I just wanted to restate, you know, the commitment that we have as a union, and also that I have personally, to fixing things as much as we can for casuals here. I've said really unambiguously on multiple occasions, and I'll say it again now, that I will only stay president of this branch as long as I feel the membership is adequately supporting, you know, what needs to be done to fix casuals. Fixing the scourge of casualisation, 74% of people in insecure work here, it's just an outrage. It's astonishing to me that people in senior executive positions like Scott or Jargos go around congratulating themselves on their progressiveness, on their enlightened values, on their stewardship of the university, when they're acting as slum employers, keeping a large number of people barely on the breadline. It's just disgusting. Any labour union worth its salt has just got to stop that. We are going to stop that.
The NTU has won some negotiations for the demands, but the future actions of the administration seems ambiguous at this stage. Danny Cotton expresses her curiosity regarding what the management will do next.
The NTU's position is that we want hundreds of new academic jobs. We want 800, it would take 880 academic full-time 40-40-20 jobs to make up the quantity of casual labour that is performed at this university. Now, is management going to turn around the rot that is seeing casualisation eat up the quality of education, the quality of work, the quality of our lives, when we get sacked every 6 months and have to reapply for our work? Are they prepared to end that, or are they going to offer something much more modest on education-focused roles and keep us in a second class?
Danny Cotton, casual NTEU branch committee member, ending that report from Ms. Bar Ansari.